Well, now that Thanksgiving is over, the holiday season is officially here, and unfortunately, not everyone finds joy in the season, and many people are consumed with stress, anxiety, and depression during this time of year.
That's a shame.
It's the most depressing time of the year.
It's the most stressful time of the year.
Do you know how I'm such usually a very positive person?
Yes.
She's the most positive person
of the year.
Oh, wow.
Guys, don't encourage her to sing.
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear that little bit?
It was like, you know what? If we were like in one of those animated animal movies, she'd been the goat.
Oh, my God.
Singing.
I wasn't prepared to sing. I'm just going to tell you a story now.
Like we all were. Yeah.
So I am a positive person. And yesterday, Jeff texted me about parking. And I'm like, not going to happen. Just bad. You know, I just
bad.
Bad. I was just so negative. And I realized at that point, I'm being so negative. It's not positive.
And that's the only time you ever realized that?
Yes.
And actually, he even wrote to me as I'm thinking, negative Nelly.
Okay. Well, you just had a negative moment, Heidi, during the holiday season.
No, I think it's the whole season.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, they say if you are depressed and you're stressed out and have anxiety during the holiday season, some doctors have gotten together.
Oh, wow.
And they have some advice for you.
Okay.
They say don't beat yourself up over your feelings. If you just can't get into the spirit of the holiday season, accept how you feel and don't get upset. Some people have a hard time with it, and that's okay. Blaming yourself only makes it worse, they say.
Okay, but being miserable in the holidays and going, well, that's just who I am, isn't exactly a cheerful way to handle it.
I wasn't upset. Jeff was upset. See, other people around you are getting upset, so I don't like this advice.
That would make me more mad.
Yeah.
Well, they say it's good to talk it over with a friend or loved one that can help. If you can just accept this feeling.
Talk it over with a doctor who can help with Xanax.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
They say get enough sleep during the Christmas season. Running around trying to do all these things on your schedule, it only brings you stress and you're overwhelmed over buying all the presents. And they say don't sacrifice your sleep because sleep is very important when it comes to the holiday season.
I'm about to get some right now. That was boring.
I think it's important, though, that people realize that there are circumstances that are possibly contributing to their bad moods.
Inadequate sleep can heighten the feelings of depression, they say. So you need to sleep.
Yeah, you get really grumpy, Tom.
Okay. Stay organized.
Oh, God.
Don't save everything for the last few days before Christmas. Make short, manageable lists and focus on small goals. That way you won't be overwhelmed.
Did you say small goats?
Goals.
Oh, I got to say that I'm really worried this year about it being the first Christmas without Toys R Us.
Okay.
Because that's what I always did, was just I would go there in the last couple of weeks and just go crazy. And now, I mean, I guess I got to go to Walmart.
Well, maybe you need to be a little more thoughtful about going crazy.
Okay. Is there anything about not listening to people who give you advice that tell you that your plan sucks?
Nah.
Because that makes me depressed.
Okay. You know, just stop at a convenience store. They're always open.
That's not going to do what
I'm
looking for.
Here's some Tic Tacs. And a Little Debbie snack cake. All right. They say set your budget. Because everybody always overspends during the holiday season.
Yeah.
So if you feel stressed out, depressed, and have anxiety, they say stay in your routine. Holiday travel, guests, and late nights can leave you feeling burnt out. They say stick to your routine as much as possible. This is essential for the children as well.
This is a load of crap. This is sucking all of the fun out of holiday season.
Well,
I mean, if you don't make anything different about it, if you stick to your routines and you don't stress a little bit and run around and buy some stuff and spend a little more than you were supposed to and lose a little sleep, you're not doing it right.
See, not everyone can be as jolly as you, Tom, during the holiday season. Some people really do stress. The budget is going to be stretched, and you're tired, and you're working overtime, and you're wondering if everyone's going to be happy.
You sound pretty negative.
And finally, they say go easy on the alcohol during the Christmas season.
I don't like
that. That is ridiculous.
I told you, Kato. I've been telling you the whole time. Boring. This is a stupid list.
That's stupid.
Of course, you will forget about all these other problems.